Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for two centuries, the Dublin Gazette was the official publication of the Dublin Castle Administration, bringing news of all official government business at the time. As such, this makes it an invaluable historical resource, and now it's been digitised. Kieran Wallace is a historian at Trinity College who's been involved in this project. Kieran, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
So, was the Dublin Gazette kind of the Pravda of the time? Would that be too harsh?
Funny, on the way up, I thought, no, it was possibly a bit more like the News Talk of the time because it had certainly official announcements, but it had lots of social and human interest stories. But there was, I think, from page one was Pravda, I think, in fairness, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. In that its intention was to
carry the government
report
message.
The government message,
yeah,
at all times,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And they would be kind of official proclamations in terms of laws or
proclamations,
what?
New legislation coming in, you know, terms and conditions of selling grain at the market, that sort of thing. But they had, and if they appointed, for instance, a new Lord Lieutenant or a new Viceroy, you know, when he was going to arrive and all the official, like royal birthdays, that type of thing was on page one. Typically 4 pages in every issue and about 2 issues a week. But it was pages 2, 3, and 4 that were the fun ones, if you like.
Okay, and what typically would be found in pages 2, 3, and 4?
You'd get news from overseas. You'd get news of, I don't know, plague being discovered in La Havre, and so people in the ports in Ireland were to be worried about plague coming in. You had stories about, like, international news. You're reporting there from the States, but you'd news, for instance, from the colonies in America, where in one instance there was a storm which destroyed a slave plantation, and so all these enslaved people were killed in the storm, and they said, well, so the price of sugar and rum next year will go up in Dublin because all these enslaved people have been killed. But then you had minor things. You had things like, say, a cab driver, which would be a taxi driver in those days, a cab driver gave cheek to his fare and was ordered to be whipped by the city magistrate. So he's whipped with a whip. so there were different times.
Yes, very different times. And would they report on executions even?
They did. They reported indeed, there was an execution not far from here on Stephen's Green, an execution in June of 1752, where a guy was executed, public execution for a murder, or for a whole range of crimes, you could be executed then. And so people going about their daily business could drop in and see an execution and continue on to their office appointment or what have you.
A lot of it, would a lot of what's contained in pages 2, 3, and 4 seem rather grim to our modern eyes now?
Very often. There's cases of the workhouse in Dublin. So the workhouse was a very early, very rudimentary form of social welfare, if you like, where foundling children were put in. Workhouses up where James's Hospital is now. And there's ads in the Gazette saying, if you have work for the children in our workhouse to do, kindly get in touch because we'd love to put their hands to work. They can make money for the workhouse and they can get a training for later careers. So kids of 6 and 8 being trained to do knitting and yarn making and fishing net making, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Was it enthusiastically read by Dubliners?
I think it was because there was a bit of everything in it. So, like, for instance, if there were court cases, lottery results were announced in it, for example. So the lottery results were there. If there was like earlier versions of things like NAMA, where there were big payouts to developers and builders, all of those awards were listed in the Dublin Gazette. So now we're delighted. We've got like 1,000 issues of the Gazette available online on the virtualtreasury.ie website. These are all Gazettes that came from the Oireachtas Library. So even that's an interesting story, that the Gazette was, if you say, Pravda under the British regime. In 1922, all of those collections were moved to the Oireachtas, to the Free State Archive Library, if you like, or Free State Government Library. And so the Oireachtas have done amazing work in digitising them all and sharing them with our research platform, the virtualtreasury.ie.
And up to that point, had they been all stored in Dublin Castle?
They were all in Dublin Castle. There were also copies of them in the Record Treasury, which was the state archive, if you like, in the forecourts. And that's the building that was destroyed in 1922.
Well, I was going to say,
yeah,
lucky
exactly.
It survived.
Lucky it survived, absolutely. Yeah. So the project we're working on, we're funded by the Department of Culture as part of the Decade of Centenaries. And so our project is like, it's historians, it's computer scientists, the people in the ADAPT Centre in Trinity, big computer science thing, pulling together records from all over the place. And the bringing these together as a free website, basically, for researchers of all levels. You could just be an interested punter. You could be doing your essay in school. You could be a student, whatever. But getting into the Gazettes was something I was very keen on, because the Gazettes have so much. Like, you can go into the website and put in a search term, cabbages, murder, whatever, and up comes these random hits in it. It's really fascinating, juicy kind of local gossip.
And so far, because we're 200 years worth of newspapers that came out twice a year. So it's the first 10 years that have been digitised so far.
And that's 1,000 years, only 10 years. So it's a huge job for us to get them all on board. we'll have another 25 years on, I think, by the end of this calendar year. And then we're in negotiations about getting more and more from Oireachtas on that. So it's something that's really, I'd like to say, go right through to 1922. In 22, alas, it becomes an Irish Oifigeall, which is the official magazine, and becomes much more just state announcements, and all the kind of scuttlebutt and all the gossip disappears out of it. But the fun goes out of it on Independence.
And but the actual physical copies in these newspapers, especially the ones that are 200 years old, must be very delicate.
Very delicate. So they're in bound volumes in the Oireachtas Library in Leinster House, and but they're really flimsy paper. I mean, they were meant to be thrown away. You're meant to get it on a Monday, throw it away Monday evening, or wrap your chips in it, what have you. But they've been kept, and they've been like digitised really beautifully, and they're beautifully word searchable. It's a really accurate word search on
and
it
what's
as well.
The process for digitising something like that? Is there something kind of like a big photocopier that you put it on?
In fact, you can't flatten them because that pushes the spine, but it's like fancy camera setup. And then what we do is we get the images and run them through this software, which is called Transcribus. It's a free software developed by the EU, and it reads the print, but it's better than OCR. You know when you do Control F on your screen?
Yeah.
Well, if you do that on old newspaper print, it's too scruffy. It doesn't really find it.
Yeah.
But Transcribus is great at picking up. Like, for instance, if users go on to the virtualtreasury.ie and look at this, they'll see the letter S, as in S for sugar. Could offer me a long S. It looks like an F.
Yeah.
But Transcribus knows this. So if you search for Swiss, it'll give you S-W-I-S-S, even though the S's look like long letter F for Freddy. So it can do all that kind of translation.
Does it look like the old newspaper, or is this a cleaner looking version of it?
No, it looks like an old newspaper. It's kind of slightly yellowy. It's got slightly blurry print, and it's got like a nice kind of stamped head stamp saying, you know, published by authority. So it looks the real deal, and you can zoom right in really tight on the beautiful digitization that Oireachtas have done. So it's a really nice job.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Kieran, thanks very much for coming in to tell us about that. Thanks. That's Kieran Wallace there, Deputy Director of Virtual Record Treasury of Ireland and historian at Trinity College Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.